Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For all our Hispanic sisters and brethren around the world, that's numero uno. That's a shout out to my buddy, the other Dave Navarro, a.k.a. Xander Dames. Go check him out. That's my first co-host for the show back when I first started this in 2017. We're going on our third year of the show. Oh, sweet. We can... All right, I guess I got swapped out on my thing. All right, cool. Here we go. All right, anyway, we are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, Deezer, Podbean, Stitcher, Radioline, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I got all 15. Rock on. And I'm sure there's others out there. I did a search, and I was like, oh, let's see what's out there on about our show, right? And I put it out there, and all of a sudden, boom, like all these hits on all these weird sites I never heard of before, all these different things, like foreign sites, like overseas and shit. I'm just like, oh, nice. Okay, cool. Well, now other countries know about us. No, we are worldwide, good. So it doesn't really matter. This is an international, worldwide show. Yeah. This is your hostess with the mostess, Jennifer DeVoe, Muse. Gotta put that Muse part on now. And here's what I found. Fuck you, Google.
Google, bitch.
And my wonderful co-host, James Muse.
What's up?
We are Jenny and the Muse. What's up?
How is everyone doing in the beautiful world? I was about to say beautiful Southern California because it's hazy, but it's nice. It's a nice day. But hello to the entire world since we are worldwide.
Rock on.
Hello.
Yeah.
We are here with the punk rock band Time Out.
Time Out. Right.
We've been very excited about having them in the studio because, you know, they've played a couple shows through us already. They
very
played at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood. Shout out to Nick Fuoco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays right at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in WeHo. We got hoes. E-hoes, and I think there's some E-hos? So-hos.
We got all the hoes.
Yeah, so-hos.
All the hoes.
Right here in California. Anyway.
Hoes Centrals.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. The host role? Figueroa?
Figueroa the host role.
South of Vernon?
Yep.
Anyway, Ho Road.
Me and Chance see some hoes yesterday over there.
I was
taking them to go get his work clothes.
It's like you know they don't even, that you know that they've just given up on life when they're just out there naked.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're like, fuck it, there's no point in putting clothes on. Yeah. We might as well just get to the point. Let's do this and get it over with. It's L.A. If you've ever been out here, then you know what the fuck we're talking about.
Like, for real.
Or you go down on Skid Row, see the same shit. Whatever. It's all the same.
Like, you literally go down there, you see them in their stripper bikinis. Like, on the stroll, ready to go. Like, I've witnessed that shit.
Let's see. Oh, and then Time Out also played our New Year's Eve show at the Five Star Bar.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fallen Fury, Will and Amy Bowman.
Yeah.
And of course, Greg, the drummer. He's also the drummer for Time Out. So he's got double duty.
Mm-hmm.
She said duty. takes me back. I fucking love that show.
You guys are good, man.
Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, they're really amazing in concert. So if you ever have a chance, an opportunity to see them play live, please do so. Because Time Out is... check them out on Facebook, Time Out Punk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what
same
is it?
Instagram,
right?
Instagram, at Time Out Punk.
At Time Out Punk. Yep. Okay, cool. So check them out on Facebook and Instagram. You should probably do a Twitter too. I mean, I know the orange face gremlins on there, but don't let that scare you. Don't let that scare you.
Orange face gremlin.
Don't let that scare you.
I'll try.
You know why I call him a gremlin? Because he's fucking shit up from the inside out. Just saying. It's true. What do gremlins do?
Yeah.
Every fucking Bugs Bunny cartoon you ever fucking saw. Some little gremlin tearing fucking shit apart.
Right.
They're in an airplane. A little fucking engine all ripping shit the fuck apart. It fucks up from the inside out.
That's what they do.
And he tans too much or wears some orange face paint.
Or
I think he's trying. I think
he's probably luminescent.
And I secretly really think that as a child he was obsessed with Ernie from Sesame Street, and he said, "I have to be orange like him."
He must be.
I think that's what it was.
That's my shade.
Secretly, Al and Melania would be Bert.
Yeah, you nailed that one.
Yeah,
right. Best Melania I ever saw was a drag queen impersonation.
Ooh.
On RuPaul's Drag Race. What's season 10. Anyway, they just did that literally. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Melania. And the chick that they made her, it was so perfect. It was like spot on. They were just, it was like, because they played this, there's this thing called the Snatch Game where it's like making fun of kind of like a drag queen version of the Match Game from back like a long time ago. You know, it's the show, you know, and that was just crazy. They have it so like they do impersonations of different famous people.
Okay.
Because there was always famous people on the show that would play the game and they would ask them a question. They'd say like Hitler was to communism as blah 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 was to blank or something. You have to fill in the blank.
Okay.
And then they would say some really fucking crazy off the wall goddamn answer. And then they would, but the people in the panel, all the celebrities in the panel would write down what they thought the blank was.
Oh, okay. Right.
And then they had to see if it matched. And if it matched, then the contestant got a point.
Yeah.
Got a point because that they matched.
You remember the show?
Yeah.
No?
It's old. It's like old school.
It's like my own.
They might still have it on the game show network, you know what I mean? Gotcha, or something like old school. But like they're just, it's just hilarious. But she played spot on to Melania.
Remember that?
You know, I want, well, if it wasn't Drag Race, they could do an impersonation of Donald Trump. Maybe in heels.
There you go.
But they're not supposed to play men. They're supposed to play a female part.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So there's no point.
Mm.
Oh, actually, one queen did play Little Richard. But they said he was so close to being a queen anyway. It wasn't much of a difference. I just love shit like that.
Oh, nice.
I will someday get that man on my show.
I'm talking about RuPaul,
not fucking Donald Trump. I would not have that orange face gremlin in my fucking studio.
He's 86.
Yeah, he's 86 exactly. How did you know my employee number at McDonald's?
Right.
I'm not joking. It is 86. So every time one of the managers goes, "What's your number?" They go to plug me into the cash register. What's your employee number? 86.
They're like,
but they never get the fucking joke. It's are you that retarded? You
don't
get
the joke.
I said, you know, like I got 86th.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
either I got killed or I got fired. That's typically what you mean. Like I got 86th from my job or that bitch got 86th.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like they died. Oh, they got killed.
You remember Get Smart? Agent 86.
Of course. Yeah. Exactly.
That was a hilarious show.
Agent 99.
Yeah.
Anything you can find on TV Land.
Mm-hmm.
And you better pay me for saying that, bitch.
Right.
Okay, TV Land, you have a lot of money. I know you do. Don't lie to me. I will find out. Anyway. we had a great show on Monday night. That was a badass lineup.
Yeah.
Shout out to Allison Metal Babe.
Yeah, she
Cohen.
Came through to the show. All right.
And her husband Grant. Fuck yeah.
Big I shout outs.
Them. I love you so much.
Cool people.
They're huge people in the industry. If you ever get a chance to meet yeah. them, talk
She's
to her.
She's a interview.
Okay.
She is a radio. She is a magazine. And like she's like a rock journalist.
Nice.
So she writes pieces about bands cool. and artists yeah, and things. Awesome. You know
Hopefully
what I mean?
We do.
And typically yeah. in the rock, like rock and punk and metal, like genres. Mm-hmm. And so. You know, she also has her own line of clothing and jewelry that she designs and other stuff like that. She knows, like, everybody in the damn universe. Awesome. Like, she's had pictures with every fucking, every big, huge rock star, right. like, there is out there practically.
Definitely right. someone we need to meet then.
Yeah.
yeah.
And she goes on those rock cruises, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. yeah.
All those, rock, you know, the rock tour cruises
oh, yeah.
and shit like that.
So awesome. Yeah.
yeah.
One of those
oh.
Oh, my God.
You know what? The Slipknot, Knot Fest.
Oh, I saw that.
Is
yeah,
on a cruise.
I saw that.
Knot Fest is going to be on a cruise this year.
Oh,
I want to go. I want to go so bad.
Oh, God.
But no, but she's the person to definitely know. But shout out. She brought a band to the game. She booked through Nick, but come to find out, she didn't know it was our show. It was hilarious. So she could have just asked me herself. It's a band called Conquest out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking amazing. Metal band. Oh my God. Like old school metal. Like the 80s,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
metal.
With
like
the X guitars.
Oh,
yes, yes.
fucking best shit ever. That was such a great show. And then we had Band of Family
mm-hmm.
from Bakersfield, California.
Yes.
Fuck ass. Shout out to Bakersfield and to Band of Family. They play a lot of our shows. They're awesome. They're really good dudes, really good people.
Awesome.
And shout out to Jen Scarrow. That's one of the wives.
Oh, okay.
of the band members. So
the most important
I say
member of the band.
I would
right?
say
yeah.
shout out, man. I don't know if she's their manager or if she just like just I don't know. Sometimes she comes to all their shows with her.
Right.
And she just couldn't make this one because she I think she had to work or do something. And then let's see what else. Oh, and then the last band, Delphic Sybil.
Oh, okay.
Delphic Sybil, our buddies Johnny Angel. Shout out and shout out to Karim Ortega. Boom. I love those motherfuckers. Oh. They're really good. If you're going to plan to play with them, they're a good band.
Cool.
They would I think they would compliment you pretty well cuz they're like punk metal.
Right.
Okay.
So they could go well with you.
Yeah.
But he's got some great bands. Johnny does and also Krim's other band, Sinestra Cabaret and Black Heroin Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in like Krim's in like three bands. Johnny has like three fucking bands. Like they're all in a bunch of stuff.
I don't know how they do it. That's
it's
like Greg.
Crazy.
That's what I do. Greg's
yeah.
in three bands.
Yeah. It's a lot of the people that I manage, a lot of the bands that I manage or artists I manage are in several different bands.
Yeah.
Like I have Star Daddy, it has a solo career, and then he also has his band, The God Bombs. And then you got like Fallen Fury. Well, Fallen Fury is just Fallen Fury. I guess you're the only one in that band that has double like more than
yeah.
one band. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's their main focus, Amy and Will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. I'd rather do three bands.
I started as a fill-in drummer and then
yeah.
still
no,
sticking
but
with them.
I really, in my honest opinion, I think you've been the best fit.
Thank you.
For them.
Good job, Greg.
Out of all the drummers that I have seen them have. Okay. I've seen them have, like, I think you're, like, the fourth one.
Wow.
Third or fourth.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think you're, out of all of them, I think you're the best.
Well, thank
for
you.
Bands
I
down.
That. Thanks.
You know, that and Ron Jeremy. No, just kidding. No, they had a dude.
I met Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Right
now, right?
Oh, you did.
Right now.
Well, that was the real Ron Jeremy.
The real Ron.
That was the real Ron Jeremy. No, the dude that was the drummer, Amy and Will used to joke a lot about how he looked so much like Ron Jeremy. And it was really kind of creepy. I was like, he could be his fucking like brother or his cousin or some shit. Like,
he was a stunt double.
Weird.
Hopefully he measured up. boom. Anyway. You can check out my stand-up comedy routine coming to a somewhere near you.
Soon.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, I am working on that right now.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
No way.
That's awesome. I'm trying to get a little bit of everything.
Trying to get up the courage. Now, I'm also, you know, I'm also going to, we're going to make our own television shows.
Right.
Cool. We've got our own cartoons we're working on. He's got a big one that I want to develop. And then we've got some, I've got my talk show and some other stuff that we want to do. You know what I mean? I have a few projects.
Yeah.
I have a show I can't talk about too much, but it's, involves strippers.
All right.
Yeah.
That's always watchable. I mean,
always watchable.
I mean, come on. I have good
Who
ideas.
Who doesn't love to watch strippers?
I have to find a network I can have it on. HBO, are you listening?
Somebody's out there.
I have a show I am working on right now. I've been developing it for a few years, but it's like I gotta get up the nerve to like go to strip clubs and like talk to these girls about this type of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
it should be interesting though, I'm sure.
Picture strippers in a game show.
Oh god. I love it.
Strippers on a game show.
I'm in already. Where do we
strippers
invest?
Strippers in a game show and celebrity guest hosts.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like Howard Stern.
Or maybe judges.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to be the judges. They're going to be like the judges.
Be judges.
And so like every show would be different judges. I might keep one constant and then two rotating. Yeah. But I'm thinking like Howard Stern. I'm thinking Gilbert Gottfried. I'm thinking Ron Jeremy. I'm thinking anybody pervy.
Right.
Anybody who's worked in the porn industry that's big, like Jenna Jameson.
Greg, you should be good.
Anybody that's like big for that type of shit.
Apparently.
Yeah. No, but we'll but I'll have like regular everyday people, like maybe some of the people from the bands. That's a good idea, actually.
Sure, that would be cool.
You know what I mean? Like have one from a band that you know that we deal with, and we know work with, and then. Yeah, and I was thinking about having like, but we're going to have like regular stripper music, I guess. I thought about doing it with bands. I thought about having bands though. Like bands play live.
Oh, that'd be cool.
There you go.
And then they strip to the music.
Yeah. Time Out would definitely be on that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So I think that's a good idea.
I think so too.
All right, cool. Now that we're down for that.
Yeah.
Oh, Greg, by the way, do you want to be, I'm going to have a house band for my television show.
Okay.
And I'm going to have rotating drummers.
All right.
To play the house music.
That'd
so
awesome.
If you want to be in rotation.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'd be down for that.
I'm only choosing very specific drummers. I'm picky as fuck.
Thank you.
I'm extremely picky.
Nice.
If I would have you on my television show, like it'd be my regular rotated drummer, you know what I mean, in the rotation.
Sure.
Man, that says something to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Right there.
I appreciate that. Congrats, Greggy.
I always tell people if I say stuff like that, then you should be honored because I'm a very picky bitch.
Awesome.
I only have very
thank
specific I'm very picky about the bands I play my concerts. Yeah. I'm picky about everything.
Yeah,
that's why they turn out so well.
That's why my shows always turn out fucking badass.
Yeah, nice.
Every concert I put on turns out fucking badass.
Oh, yeah.
Even if there's only I don't give a fuck. There's five fucking people or 500 fucking people.
We're still raging.
We still. I will still make sure there is a fucking awesome show. All right, so let's see. We talked about the rainbow. And that's it. Okay, so we got a couple shows coming up real quick. We'll talk about them. Then we're going to talk to the band and play some music.
All right.
So really quick, we have a couple really amazing shows coming up. So don't miss them. We have on January 25th. That's a Saturday. You know how hard it is to get a fucking Saturday date.
Yeah.
Saturday we have. Actually, that is going to be Saturday the 25th. That's a week from this Saturday. We have, I have some tribute bands. Let's see, actually, I have to change that one out. I hope she didn't say that Make America Great Again. No, I was kidding. There's a band, I'm just kidding. No, there's a new band. My friend Alejandra, shout out to my drummer, one of my drummer friends, Alejandra. She's my best friend, one of my best friends. Let's see. Okay.
She's in a lot of bands.
New America. This chick is in like 10, 15 bands at any given time.
She's playing at Five Star.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right? Oh, yeah. She was in the first two bands.
Oh, the Trump.
She was in the first two bands that played that night.
Totally different style.
Completely
too.
Different.
Did you see me with? Did you see a little short Hispanic woman with the gray hair? Yeah.
We were talking about that. Oh,
she's lefty.
She's left-handed.
And she played with the first two bands that were on, Chucky Moda and Backpack Clans.
Right.
Yeah, she's going to be there with a band called New America, but it's K-N-E-W, like I Knew America.
Yeah.
New America, okay, so that's cool. So that it was going to be Callie Kush, but unfortunately They're not able to. The lead singer has to go to town on personal business. It is what it is. We'll have them on other shows. Cali, everybody loves Cali Kush. They're gonna do like Sublime type, you know, maybe 311 type, you know, tribute thing. Yeah. Now here's one of the bands I manage, and I love these guys, and female actually, female fronted band Jane's Addicted. Obviously Jane's Addiction tribute band. Well, hey, sometimes some people need it to be fucking spelled out. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't know who the fuck Jane's Addiction is, look them up. Okay, can we say inked? You know what I'm saying? Dave Navarro.
Yeah.
Which is funny because my first co-host is named Dave Navarro. Yeah, so he got hired of people thinking he was him. He literally put a thing. He literally put a tag on his Facebook page and said, "Not the famous guitarist."
Oh my god!
And so he finally got tired of everybody asking him if he was Dave Navarro, and I'm like, he doesn't even look like Dave Navarro. Stop that shit.
<Just the man.
laughs> He's not like all skinny and gaunt and all,
right?
You know, like that. You know, and like, oh, he's a good looking man. You know, but still. He's played with a lot of bands, but this is a female fronted version.
Nice.
So, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally different. Yeah. We have Slashing Pumpkins.
Right.
Obviously, Smashing Pumpkins tribute. we have Under the Sun. That's a Black Sabbath tribute.
Oh, cool.
And then I have, my homage to Rush. R.I.P. Neil Peart. R.I.P. Moment of silence. Yeah. That's fucking nuts, man.
That's crazy. Yeah. I know.
I just can't believe it. Brain cancer, dead at 67, man. He still could have lived like 10 fucking years.
At least, yeah.
And he was one of their biggest, he was the one that wrote almost all the lyrics.
Right.
So he was the lyricist. Most people don't realize that.
Yeah.
He wasn't just the drummer. He was the lyricist.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he wrote every single song and every single word and every song, you know, whatever, but he still was the biggest one who wrote most of their songs.
That's true.
And I mean, my favorite song is Limelight.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
You guys have a favorite?
Fly By Night.
Oh, fuck yeah. Great song. Great song.
Tom Sawyer, of
Tom
course.
Sawyer.
Of course, yeah.
Right.
Tom Sawyer's great.
Yeah.
I mean, Red Barchetta.
What did you say?
So many good ones.
Red Barchetta's amazing. Working Man. Working Man. Oh, my God. So many. Oh, my God.
They've got so many good ones.
Tom Sawyer's good.
But my favorite line in my favorite song by them, Limelight, is, "All the world's indeed a stage, and we are merely players, performers, and portrayers."
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like, holy fuck.
That's genius.
Like, and that's my quote on Facebook. They literally, they say, "What's your quote?"
Yeah.
On
yeah.
Facebook. Yeah. And I put, "This is the quote, and this is who it's by."
Love it.
By Limelight, by Rush.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, I fucking love that shit. Yeah. That's like my third favorite band.
Nice.
Led Zeppelin always.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
You gotta love Zeppelin.
Zeppelin's always number one.
Yeah.
And then Queensryche. Yeah. I don't know why they kind of fit in. It's kind of weird to go Led Zeppelin, then Queensryche, then Rush, then Pink Floyd, then The Doors, then Journey, and then Metallica.
Okay.
I know my top seven at
you
least.
Do. Yeah,
I'm very particular.
I can do that, honestly.
I'm very, very particular. But this is a the headliner that night is going to play from midnight to 1 a.m. and that's Natural Science, which is obviously a Rush tribute. So that we're going to dedicate that whole show to Neil Peart.
That's awesome.
And to like Cancer Society and shit like that.
Cool.
You know what I mean? This is going to be like a, you know, like help fight cancer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking brain cancer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
sure.
saying? Like, what the fuck? Okay, and then I got my birthday show Thursday, January 30th at the 5-Star Bar.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, sorry, the tribute show on January 25th is at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, California. Shout out to Greg Beer, owner, co-owner of the UBG. Shout out to all our friends there. You know,
I like it there.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a nice place.
Yeah. It's a nice little place, especially they've done all the renovations.
Yeah,
put in a new sound system, a new PA. Everything.
Sounds good.
Everything's new.
Yeah.
It's really nice too.
Nice.
They actually have a sound dude and a whole nine yards.
They do.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But yeah, we're gonna have some great bands at the 5-Star on my birthday show. Though I got Mikaru, my buddy Mikaru.
Oh, he's back in town.
Yes, he's gonna play from 7:45 to 8:15. I haven't seen Michael in him forever, so I love that.
It's been a few months.
I love that motherfucker. He's been traveling around the world, doing his thing.
Doing
you know
rock star
what I'm
life.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Nice. He's a one man death machine. Him make that city bleed. anyway, then we have everybody's Legions.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, from up in Agua Dulce. or well, I guess Lancaster, Palmdale area, okay. Whatever, close enough. Legions, Jesse and Jordan, what up? 8:30 to 9, they're playing New Ritual, a new band that we discovered through our buddy Rod Toledo from K&M Productions.
Oh, yeah. What up, Rod?
This is one of our co-shows.
Yep.
Co-shows. So New Ritual, they're amazing. That's a female-fronted band.
Okay.
They're really good. If you ever have a chance, we should put them with you also because they're really good.
That'd be great.
Black Sabbatha, another band I manage, a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute band. That's very rare.
Yeah.
You don't ever see that. Like, that's like, and they've gotten better and better, like, constantly better. Shout out to all the members. Fuck yeah. Shout out.
Yeah.
Jim. What's up, Jim?
Lisa
O'Neill. Fuck yeah, the whole band. I love those guys. Jimmy Silcox.
They got some,
all
like
them.
Theatrics, man. She comes out. She has the skull. And
She goes all hardcore.
Yeah, they're good. I've seen them. Gotta have that stage presence.
I know. Is she? Yeah, she's got the cape and she put the hood over. And it's just nuts. it's fucking nuts.
That's awesome.
But we got some. Hold on. Let's see.
And then you should see her.
Jim Manzo.
With Perry with wear boots.
Yeah, Jim Manzo, Lisa O'Neill, Bob. I can't remember Bob's last name. Shayton, something like that. He's the drummer.
Okay.
And then we've got, of course, Nefarious. She's their fairy.
Oh, yeah.
She literally wears an outfit with the wings, and she...
Got the whole thing
goes all over the place. Oh, wow. And yeah, it's crazy. She wears glow sticks and lights and shit, and it's just nuts. Nefarious is badass, but she's also a high priestess. She does psychic readings and palm readings and other stuff like that. Yeah.
Cool.
She's crazy.
And
of course, Jimmy Silcox. And so they got some shows coming up soon. It's gonna be badass. So that's pretty much the band there, and on occasion I I wear the fairy wings.
Yes,
to support,
and I dance around with them.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the point of managing them, and if I'm not going to be fully supportive involved?
Yeah. Exactly.
I manage so many fucking bands now. So many bands. I just acquired Star Daddy.
Yes.
What's that, motherfucker? I'm also going to help his girlfriend, Nola Starr, get Burke and things like that. Hook her up with some different stuff.
You got to hook up with Lillian.
No, I am. I'm working on that.
Shout out to Lillian and Boris, the Devil's Reject.
Another artist I manage, Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
Yeah.
And his lovely demon bride, Lillian. Lillian Voodoo Kitten. Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten. Yeah, I gotta remember that one.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. She staples money to her. She has people staple money to her.
Depending
she plays with fire.
Ouch.
Literally her punani.
If you got the money,
if you got a $50 bill, you can staple it straight to her. Woohoo!
Oh my gosh.
The front part, of course, not down. The undercarriage, so to speak.
You want to staple that thing close.
Not the undercarriage, but yeah. And then we got Hellcross, our metal band, fucking new friends, Hellcross.
All right.
The lead singer, Grady, I'll never forget that. We had a fan online say he looked like the bastard son of Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, my God.
From the Hangover movies. And Charles Manson.
Oh, wow.
If those two had a love child,
if
they had a love child, that would be Grady, the lead singer of Hellcross. I told him that. He laughed so fucking hard. I thought he was going to piss his pants. All right, well, those are the next couple upcoming shows. We also have a new show coming up on the 2nd of February at the Five Star Bar and some other shows beyond. So we are here in the studio, though, with Time Out,
yeah.
An amazing punk rock band.
Thank you.
Now, you guys are all up by Amy, right? Up by that way?
San Luis Obispo? Yeah.
You guys are all up that way?
Yeah.
So you guys had a little bit of a drive, huh?
Would
you say three and a half hours?
About
you said?
Three and a half hours.
Yeah. Damn, that's like going to fucking Vegas.
You get to Vegas in 3.5 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just
if you're punching,
I know.
If you're punching, you're
120 the whole time.
Well, close enough. We live in South Central, so maybe add an extra half an hour to an hour onto that.
Yeah.
Now we're way the fuck down by the South Bay.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. So you guys came all the way down here, and we want to talk to you about your music.
I was surprised
music.
I came down. I was like,
I told him, I said, no, I said, these guys are serious musicians.
Right.
They're, of course, they're going to be in the studio.
Right.
Greg had already told me they were going to be down here, so I knew that. So I'm very happy to see you guys, by the way. And you guys were really happy New Year, guys, man. Yeah. You guys, yeah. Fuck yeah. Let's make a really great year.
Yeah.
We're planning on it. We're going to get some new venues. I'm reaching out to some new venues, trying to lock down some
for
stuff.
Orange County stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Cool. I'm trying to do some more Orange County. We did a show at Malone's back in November. We had a decent turnout. It was okay. Mm-hmm. You played the drums for that night. Yeah,
it was.
What did you think? It was okay.
It was pretty good.
I mean, we had at least 100 or at least 100 or so. I would say.
The next time we down here, we're going to put in the advertising.
I want to do digital. That's the thing. I want to do the digital billboard advertising.
Oh yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? Down near like the venue.
Well, Greg and I are from Huntington Beach too.
Oh right.
Last time.
Yeah. That's why we were talking about that at the Five Star about how we can
there.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember we were talking about that at the Five Star.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to get in, get some shows down that way.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, Huntington Beach, Long Beach, like anything down through there.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking I want to do eventually like the Doll Hut in Anaheim.
Yeah,
I actually have a connection there, so I think I can start shows there.
Okay.
We're reaching out to characters in Pomona. Place. That's like Riverside County, like out that way. Uh-huh. That's cool. That'll cover that, like over that way.
Yeah.
And then we're looking at eventually maybe to do shows at the Sage in Whittier.
Nice.
This whole year is about branching out and expanding.
Love it.
Right.
So bands that want to be on board, you know what I mean? We're here. We'll get you gigs. I mean, that's not a problem.
On board,
and you already know we're not. We never do pay to play.
Right.
We're not about that.
Sure. Yeah, that's nice.
You know, our first, you know, thing we charge at the door, and we don't charge that much, between $5 and $10.
Yeah,
and I don't think that's that much.
No, not at all.
Especially when we typically give you anywhere from 4 or 5 bands up to like 9 or 10 bands, depending on how long of a show it is and what we have scheduled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's cheap for that.
You're getting a lot for your money.
Yeah.
So how can you really fucking complain?
$5.
We're not asking for much.
$5 for 5 bands.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a buck a band, dude. Yeah. Like, come on. And reasonably priced. I mean, I know the 5-Star Bar only has beer and wine, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's why you drink before you go. That's what we do. What do you mean? We have a few halls and then we go to our show.
Yeah.
And then we get free beers.
That sounds like a
shout out to
night.
Kyoko Cole of Kyoko Cole Art. One of my favorite bartenders at the 5-Star Bar.
Nice.
Shout out to Allie Mae.
Allie Mae.
I love her. Shout out to all the staff at the 5-Star Bar. Their new, I think they're Keith. Keith. I think that's the new sound guy.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the young kid.
Yeah,
that you were working with.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. There.
What did you think of him?
It was cool.
Fellas, introduce yourselves. They've been on since 3 o'clock, and
he was accommodating.
Didn't even introduce yourselves.
Tell us from let's go from left. To write.
Greg Yoakum, I play drums.
Oh, yeah.
For this awesome band.
Yes.
Trevor Carberry, I play bass. We all sing. But
I'm David Rodriguez, I play guitar.
I think it's badass you all sing, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's fun.
I thought that was really nice.
Too.
That's the one thing I want to say about Time Out. You know, very few bands, some bands, they just don't give a fuck and they just scream, what have you, whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And some guys get out there and females get out there and they sing and they're not.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
These guys are in harmony and they sound good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's really, it's kind of a breath of fresh air to see
you
actually have good voices.
Harmonize and you all sing, yeah.
Right.
Which is great.
Makes
I think it's
a
nice.
More fun.
And, you know, we see
shakes
a lot of bands.
Shakes up a little.
Yeah.
It shakes up a little, yeah. How long have you guys been together?
A little over a year.
Yeah.
Over a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been playing shows for only about 6 months.
Since May.
Yeah.
Since like April, May.
I think the first one was in May.
We started playing out.
That's
cool.
Yeah. What was the first venue you guys played at?
It was
Manny's, right?
No, it's that. Well, yeah, Manny's well, I think was the first venue, but we played at a backyard.
Is that that pizza? Like. Is that that pizzeria?
Yeah,
Manny's
yeah,
pizzeria. Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 I got you. I got
yeah.
you.
yeah, but we did a backyard kind of bash. Oh. We were the only band. We just went to kind of yeah. try it out.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was a complete shit show.
Really? really? Oh, God, a backyard a bash, yeah. and there's one band.
yeah,
and one band who only has like 45 minutes of material.
Not at the time. Oh my God.
Oh, like 10 minutes of material.
To work out the bugs.
Yeah.
Before we
like,
went out,
let's you, had out you had ten mi- you had 10 minutes 10 minutes of material.
How many songs did we do at that point?
10 minutes.
If it's 10 minutes of material, you can fit four songs. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's a punk rock band.
Exactly.
Get it?
Yeah,
you can
no
fit
kidding,
four
right?
songs
yeah.
in 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
All our songs.
Each song is
a minute.
Yeah, every song is a minute and a half to 2.5 minutes. Boom, boom, boom.
Right, pretty much.
I know how it goes.
Pretty much.
I've managed punk rock bands before. I know. And so what made you guys choose punk as your medium for music? Like what made you choose that style? It speaks to you or?
I think we just all been listening to it since we were
yeah.
you know, pups.
We all grew up on it.
Oh, cool.
You know,
gets you through the hard times.
It does. Yeah.
What would you say your favorite punk rock bands are?
Mine would have to be, the Misfits for sure.
Fuck yeah.
Of course.
AFI, the Menzingers.
Nice.
I don't know.
Yeah. Definitely like Dead Kennedys, The Vandals,
oh, hell yeah.
Adolescence,
nice.
Addicts, of course,
fuck yeah.
Anti-Flag.
I'm about the same. I like The Descendants.
Good, all good, all
yeah,
great
yeah,
bands.
I like, yeah, D.I. obviously.
I like D.I. obviously.
Right, yeah.
yeah,
all great, all fucking amazing
there's
bands.
There's a lot of punk bands that I really like.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
Suicidal, you're a big Suicidal. Yeah,
Suicide Tendencies,
like
fuck
yeah,
yeah fuck Suicidal, yeah. fuck yeah. Them, I just love that style of music.
Yeah, same.
Because it's
oh,
just
yeah.
so energetic.
It is,
and
yeah.
it just like you just want to get out there
you
and
do.
Just start a fucking
and
mosh pit.
Start moshing.
Yeah. You're like, oh, and everybody's all bouncing, all with the elbows.
Yeah,
you know how they all
yeah.
do the hell? All of a sudden, you see the elbow. Yeah. They start dance like that.
I mean,
especially when Greg pops out and he's all like, and we're all like, fuck yeah, let's do
he
this.
Does it all the time too. I love it.
He does too. It's
he's
hilarious.
Like, oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no, but I love it though when he gets out there. He's all like, just throw the fucking elbows and shit. I'm like, yes, a mosh pit is about to ensue.
It only takes that one person to start it too.
And I want
to
jump in.
And then everybody wants to jump.
Yeah,
in.
I want
to
jump in.
Exactly.
It looks like fun.
It is fun.
I typically start mosh pits. I've seen
yeah.
him start mosh pits. I've seen him start mosh pits. I've seen him jump into a mosh pit. And what was that band? I'll think of it. There's a really hardcore band that he jumped in on. I'll think of it in a minute.
Head PE?
Yes, Head PE.
Yeah. ICP concert at the Head PE concert?
Yeah. No, but the Head PE was fucking nuts.
Was
have
it?
You ever have you ever been to one of their shows?
Yeah, I have.
They're
yeah.
fucking
I've
nuts.
Been, I've seen them like.
They're like reggae and like.
15 years ago.
Really? They're like reggae yeah. and punk and like shit, like all mixed together.
Yeah.
So, they're just nuts.
They're
just
awesome.
Fucking
they're
crazy.
Yeah.
Like they
yeah.
just go hard. Like, yeah. Everybody goes crazy at that show.
That's cool.
And then he got, the ICP concert. He got into a mosh pit. Yeah.
That was probably nuts.
Attila. Band.
Attila.
He got,
yeah.
no, fuck.
Those ones go hard for sure.
Yeah.
Old man goes hard sometimes.
He does. So we're going to play a couple of your songs here.
Cool.
Which one would you want to start off with? We're going to play three songs, and we'll go left to right, and you pick which song it is that you want me to play.
Well, clearly. Well, we're all going to do one of our songs, so why don't you just start
yeah.
with
why
yours,
don't I
then?
Just pick your song?
You can pick whatever
too.
Song
I'll
you want to
pick.
David
can pick
okay.
one.
Whatever you
Trevor
think
Trevor actually wrote this song.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is Trevor's song, pretty much. We all put our influence into it. It's mm-hmm. our music.
Which one is it?
It's My Time.
My Time. Okay,
yeah.
So tell people a little bit about it real quick before we play.
Trevor.
What's the premise?
Okay.
What's the context?
Start off the interview with like this, I guess.
what's the context?
I'm an ex-heroin addict. I've got 4 years, a little over 4 years clean.
Sobriety, gotcha.
Well, I say clean. I wouldn't say sober.
But no,
I don't do
saying.
That shit anymore.
You know what I'm saying? You're sober from
exactly.
that.
Exactly,
yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of about coming back from that and finally pulling my head out of my ass, you know, kind of thing. And
that's
it's my time to
that's
now show everybody.
That's admirable.
Thank you.
That's
yeah.
good. You know what I mean?
So,
see?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
See, you showed vulnerability.
Yeah.
You gave us something of yourself. And,
of
and you
he wrote a good song out of it.
Fuck
yeah.
It is a great song, too.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to play My Time by Time Out on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
fuck off Conway now, I need to do my thing. No longer living in the past and all the things that I have seen. Days arise up, don't have to hide up. Doubts and destructive thoughts that I was comprised of. Let them down again, I know that they don't need it. Cause there'd be nothing left inside of me for them to see it. This time I give this, but I still miss this. Curse that I put upon myself, I could not lift it. Me rise and from my own demise. I'll never let this feeling go, cause now I feel alive. This is my time, and I swear that I will seize it. I'll never leave it alone, I guarantee it.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Quiet for a second.
Shut up!
That was my time by timeout.
That was my time.
All right, second song.
Well, then
wait, you chose it, so wait.
I'm going to pick Bass Boat. Well, how does that? I'd have to pick
well,
your
we
song
know what we're
you
picking.
Pick Bass Boat. Okay, so I'll pick Familiar Ghost. Then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Familiar Ghost. Okay, and what is Familiar Ghost about?
It's just about, like, thinking about all the times where you've had times with friends and people you've lost over the years and things like that. Yeah,
I gotcha.
I wrote it a long time ago and it's gone through a bunch of revisions, but this one finally came out good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is Familiar Ghost by Time Out. Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, all Channel right. 1, and iHeart Radio.
Familiar ghosts, I'll shut off the old days.
pause this. You want that to happen again? All right. Let's see. Okay, so now we're gonna play a third song.
It's gonna be Fast Ass Bass Boat.
Fast Ass Bass Boat. I wrote that one about my bass boat, obviously.
And it's fast.
It does haul ass.
It's fast bass boat.
It's a fast ass bass boat.
Up in Slough County, we have lakes. So.
Yeah.
I live on a lake.
So oh, yeah?
On Lake Nassau.
Yeah, he's right on the lake.
It's a foreign idea to LA, I know.
Imagine
see,
that.
I'm from Maine.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we have a lot of lakes.
Yeah.
I grew up on lakes. Right. My grandparents had a house. Literally, they lived there year round on the lake. And I remember many, many wonderful times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Going out in the paddle boat, the speed boat, everything.
LA has a river. I mean, it's concrete.
Yeah, and most of the time, it has no water in it. So right, but there's no point.
But what is it called? The LA River.
River, yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's dry.
No. That's a river, honey. Not a lake. Big difference.
Yeah. At least we got a river.
Okay?
I was born and raised in
Hollywood. Yeah, we got some lakes, though. Yes, we do have lakes.
Toluca Lake?
Yeah, right next to that.
Castaic. We have Castaic Lake.
And I didn't see any lakes until
I
moved up north.
So I have seen many bass boats in my time, and I've been fishing a billion times, including smelts. I've been smelting. You ever been that? You ever done that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We get the little tiny holes. the little tiny hold nets. Because, you know, those things are so fucking small, they'll go right through them if you don't. Yeah. They only run, like, once a fucking year.
Or Grunion.
Grunion. Oh, yeah, Grunion. That's nuts.
Grunion,
it's
kind
of like the right? same type of thing.
Same thing.
It's kind of like the same thing, Run once a year.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play Bass Boat. I'm sure you know what it's about. Jay's Real Talk on the Block. Late Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. That's badass. They even have the sound effects for a motorboat.
Gotta have it.
That
Heck
is
yeah.
motorboater.
That's the actual fast ass bass boat engine.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like it was filmed. He recorded it on his phone.
That's fucking nuts.
Out front of
that's
his house.
That's so fucking nuts. While it's idling in the fucking water.
That's the boat.
While it's tied to the dock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Check out my friends at Donkey Docks. Literally, that's the name of a company.
Donkey Docks.
You know, like they say Donkey Cocks?
Yeah.
No. It's Donkey Docks.
I thought that's what you said at first for a second.
But no, it's Donkey Docks. My buddies, fucking Nate and Alexi. They have their own little dock business. That's badass. They're from like up, what is that? Like fucking Minnesota. What's that? Not Michigan. Minnesota up or something like that. Up there.
Somewhere over there.
Minnesota or Wisconsin, one of them fucking places. Well, it's time to come to an end. I hate this. we've been spending our last hour here with Time Out, an amazing punk rock band from San Luis Obispo. And we will have them on shows coming up, I'm sure. We'll get you booked on some more stuff. I'll send you some dates, actually. I got dates I got to get booked. I'm about to book Petey's place also, so I'd like to have you play there as well. So I like to, when I have bands, I have them rotate around to the different venues.
Cool.
That way they get the full experience. Yep. They get to play all the different places that we have shows, you know what I'm saying?
Why not?
Awesome.
So we played My Time, we played Bass Boat, and we played Familiar Ghost. Mm-hmm. All written and sung or whatever by each member.
Yep.
And I think that's pretty badass that you did it like that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
We figured we would try it, you know.
No, that's smart.
We all do songs.
No, that's smart. That's really good.
One of us sings,
you know? Yeah. No, but it's that's really good that you did that. So, because it shows people a wide range of you. Yeah, exactly. So tell everybody where they can find you, like your Reverb channel and your SoundCloud, whatever you got.
Yeah.
Real quick, your like Facebook, Instagram. Well,
yeah, so we're on Instagram at Time Out Punk, Facebook at
Time Out Punk,
and Reverb Nation at
Time Out
33.
Oh, yeah.
Time Out 33.
Yeah, and we'll be on Spotify soon. These songs were from our album that's coming out.
Nice.
It'll be out probably in the next week or two.
What's the name of the album?
Life of the Party.
Yep. Life of the Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that way we can plug it.
Yep. Yes.
All right. And I will mention this on my other radio show as well.
Awesome.
And we'll play the songs on there as well.
Cool.
So this is going to be badass.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to have him send me all these so I can, or if you want to forward them to me.
Yeah, whatever.
The email that I sent you.
Right. Okay.
That way I can play them in rotation on my other show.
All
right. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much.
And we need, to get you a website. Timeout Punk.
I know. That's up timeoutpunk.com
or something.
Yeah,
whatever. All right. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Time Out, the punk rock band, with us in the studio today. Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be back next week with New Ritual. All
right.
Speaking of, Rod Toledo from K&M Productions. Shout out to all of our venues, Marco Cordova at the Five Star Bar, Petey Portillo at Petey's Place, as well as Nick Fuoco from the Rainbow Bar and Grill,
right.
Greg Beer at the Universal Bar and Grill, and all the venues we hope to work with very soon.
Yes.
In the future. Shout out to my brother Nathan Young, Youngblood Productions. What up, motherfucker? And Warrior Dave. Warrior Dave. All right, we're out here for next week. Bye-bye.
Gotta go.
Bye.
See you later.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.